groups are in the process of coming up, and I know Abby always talks about them, but I want to encourage you today to sign up. As you walk out the door, there's a table out there. There's also text on there. You can text the leader and say, I'd like to be a part of this group or that group. I think we have 7 of them, and we have a high school group that's going, junior high group that starts September 13th. I think their first night they're going to go to Rascals, and so we'd love to have you do that. We've got a kind of a new lineup of people working with that, plus Abby, and so we're excited about what's going on with that. So I encourage you to be a part of that. Next Sunday, we're going to have a group in called Made to Worship. It's one of our favorite groups that they have. We come and they lead worship. They give our band a little bit of time off and give them a so they can go camping or whatever they do next weekend as Labor Day and the summer kind of comes to an end. Let's start with prayer, and then we'll get right into our lesson today. Jesus, it is a privilege to be here today. To worship together with the family of God. Thank you for our worship team that leads us each week, the different groups, the different people, the different styles, but the message is all the same, is that you are worthy. I just thank you for that. I thank you for people like Rick and that stand up here and share about communion and about giving and about what our place is in that, in this world, and how you want us to live, and how you want us to go about each day. Right now, I pray as we open up the Word and we look at it, that you would just speak to us in a way that maybe you haven't spoke to us in just a while. Let me be bold. Let me be concise. Let the words of my mouth be what you want them to be. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We're in a series called Follow, and it's a year-long series. Of course, we'll talk about other things, but the basic gist of what we're going to talk about this next year is following God. And the last 3 weeks we've been working on this. 2 weeks ago, we passed out, we asked you to take a bracelet. And if you haven't gotten one, on your way out today, there's little love cups. It's got the hearts on them. Grab one and if you want to wear that, as a reminder, what God has called us to do. And it says, follow me as I follow Christ. And that is a big, old, bold statement. Because to say that is set you up for people to look at you and go, who are you? What do you got going on? You know what? Why would I follow you? And so it's not only legal to do that, it's very spiritual to do that, because that's the whole essence of what it means to be a Christian, is to say, I'm following Jesus. I have a rabbi and I want you to follow me. And I might possibly be your rabbi, and I'll show you who Jesus is and how to live the life that God has called you to live. And so that's the thing of where we're going with this whole concept, is you need to realize you have to have a rabbi. And of course it's Jesus, but your rabbi on this earth, you need somebody that you can go to and say, I'm struggling with being a husband. I'm struggling with being a teenager. I'm struggling with how to maneuver life. What does the Bible say for you and for me? Show me what you know. And then when you do that, you then say, okay, God, bring somebody into my life that I can redo that, that I can replicate that with them. That's what's important. That's what's important, is that we have not only a rabbi, but we are being a rabbi to someone else. And so last week then, we got into this thing, that this class that none of us like to attend. If there was a class that you didn't want to attend, what we talked about last week and this week is a class that most Christians would say, I want to opt out of that. I don't want to go. Please excuse me, because it's dang boring. It's boring to talk about being an ambassador, because that's what it means to follow Christ, that you're an ambassador, that as a follower, as somebody who represents Jesus, you are taking what he gives you and you are sharing it with your life, with everybody else that you meet. So when somebody sees you at the gas station or somebody cuts you off, you're not so free to give them the thumbs up or the bird or whatever you want to call it. You're not that person anymore. You're the person that doesn't have to give everybody a piece of your mind, because your job now is to give everybody you meet who Christ is, to show them who Jesus is. So we talked last week a little bit about what it means to be an ambassador, and I want to finish that up today, and then we're going to move on to some other parts of what it means to follow Christ. But today we got to start here. So I'm here, I'm a follower. We all like that. I like to follow Jesus. I want to follow Jesus. We get baptized, we say, okay, I love that, because that means that someday I'm going to be able to go to heaven. And when I get in trouble, I can call out to him and say, God, please help me. We like that. But we don't like what we're talking about today, because it means we have to put a throttle on us, a governor on us that says, the way I am around other people determines what other people look at me and say, is he worth following? Is she worth following? And that's the part that we have a hard time with. The Bible says we are ambassadors. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says this. 2 Corinthians 5:20. We are Christ's ambassadors. We are more than just followers. We are representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what does an ambassador do while we're waiting for heaven? Last week I said, isn't that funny? When God saves us, he saves us. Wouldn't it be cool if he just take us home? Why does he leave us here? The whole reason he leaves you here is to do something to show somebody else who he is. Your job is to rep for him everywhere you are. An ambassador has to do something while they're waiting for heaven. As an ambassador, we have a couple responsibilities. Let me talk to you, biblically speaking, what an ambassador does, a follower of Christ does. Let's go there. The first thing, and we talked about this a little bit last week, and I just want to review it with you. So if you weren't here, this will make sense. It'll make more sense for you. The first thing we said is an ambassador says that they show an example. They show an example of who Christ is. Your life is a carbon, is supposed to be a carbon copy of what Jesus would do. Of course, we are flawed. Of course, we have things that we do. But we can do things like curtail our mouth. Our mouth doesn't have to be a potty mouth the whole time. We don't have to be the people that lie. We don't have to be the people that cheat. We don't have to be the people that think and have these horrible things going on in our mind all the time. We can show Christ if we allow the Holy Spirit to do that in us. So we have to show others an example. What if you lived your life like that every day? What if you lived your life as that you were an example of Jesus? And everything you did and partook in, was looking like a follower of Christ. To the people around you, you are the only Bible that some of them will ever, ever, ever see. And that's why the church is in trouble. That's why the church is getting pushed out of the way. Because we have not been very good ambassadors. You know what we're against. We're against gay people. We don't like gay people, we say. That's what the people say about Christians. We don't like people who do bad things or go bad. No, we know what we're against. But oftentimes we don't often know who Jesus is because we don't show it. We're not being a light, as we talk to our kids back in children's church. You know, shine your light for Jesus. Be a light. You are a light. You are supposed to be lit so much that people look at you and go, "Ooh, I want to be like them." If you lived your life like that, I believe that more people around you would be drawn to you. There are two reasons why people don't know the Lord today. And I told you this last week. One of them is we never met a Christian. Uh, we is they've never seen somebody who knows who Jesus is. There's some people like that. And the other reason is because they've met a Christian. And a Christian is not so hot. A Christian is, what is different about them? They have the same temperament. They have the same, all the same views that I have. So why would I want to be anything like them? And then we ended last week's session with this. How well does your daily life represent Jesus? And I challenge you to think about that. I don't know if you did or not, but I hope you did. How well does your daily life represent Jesus? The stuff that you do, it doesn't matter what you're doing here. It doesn't matter that you come into this room. It doesn't matter that you raise your hands. It doesn't matter that you sing. It doesn't matter that you give. What matters is that you are an ambassador as you leave this place with your kids, with your grandkids, with where you work, where you play. That's what matters. How well does your life represent Jesus? So that's the first one. We've got to show an example. Now let's dig in here a little bit. An ambassador also has to share a message with Jesus, with others. Not with Jesus. You don't want to share that with Jesus. He already got the message. Sorry, that was a bad faux pas. You got to share the message with others. If you don't share the message with others, you're keeping this incredible secret to yourself. And it is an incredible secret. And we've talked the last couple weeks. We need to be able to say, come and see what Jesus is doing in our lives. Come and see what he's doing in our church. Come and see what he's doing in me. See how personal that gets? Come and see what he's doing in me, because I'm different than other people. You don't have to say that. You show that. You show it. I have a message that God has given me, and I want to share it with other people. It's interesting that we do that in our politics. We share our politics all the time. We have no problem with sharing who we're for or who we're against. We often get in these battles, and our culture is in a battle right now. We're in a battle politically. We're in a battle spiritually. We're in a battle in every way you can possibly think. And there's these wars going on between good and evil. And the war is being fought. It's supposed to be being fought by you. You're supposed to be showing others who Jesus is so that peace comes instead of war. Ambassadors are sent to negotiate peace. They are sent into hot zones to go in there and negotiate peace. Ambassadors step in the middle of culture and say, follow me as I follow Christ. I have a better way. Ambassadors say, you have to look at what is going on around you and realize that that is not the way. Because there's this big war going all around us. And you say, well, what are people at war with? They're at war with God, because people don't want to be like God. We don't want to be like God all the time. There's times when we go, forget that. I don't want to be loving. I don't want to be forgiving. I don't want to be the person that's a bigger person than this. And so what we do is we create more war. And an ambassador's job is to bring a bucket of water to the war and pour it on the fire. And so the fire goes out to bring peace and joy and love to everyone that we meet. See, the point is, we're trying to help people make peace with God. That's what an ambassador does. Did you ever consider that your job even? Is this the first time you're hearing that? Your job is to be an ambassador, to bring peace to folks in your life. Look what 2 Corinthians says. This is a different version, 5:17 through 19. 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 19 says this. Listen to this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, a new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us, brought us back to himself through Christ, and gave us a ministry of reconciliation, of doing that with others, bringing others to peace. We didn't just get peace for ourselves. We do it for others. And he did this. The world, it says that God was reconciling the world to himself. He was bringing the world back to himself, not counting people's sins against him, not counting that we're a bunch of eggheads, not counting that all we do is bad stuff all the time. We do it, we see it, and we participate in it. He doesn't count that against us. He has committed us, you, me, to the message of reconciliation, bringing people to peace with God. Because hopefully, you're at peace with God. If you're at peace with God, then your job is to bring other people to peace with God. Corinthians, 2 Corinthians says, you've got a chance to start over. You don't have to. It doesn't matter what you did yesterday. It doesn't matter how much of a stupid ninny pod you were yesterday. Today, what matters is Jesus wants you to bring peace to everybody that you're around. The passage says this, and it's several spiritual truths, and I want to get this out to you today because I think it's so important. The first thing he says that Jesus offers everybody a new life. He offers Muslims a new life. I don't care what you want to, we'll argue about it till the day you die. Muslims are not Christians. They are Muslims. They don't believe in the same God or Jesus that you and I do. But he wants them to come to a saving faith. And that's a tough pill to think about today. Because all there we hear about them is well, they're violent. They're this. Okay. But what are we doing about it? What are we doing? Well, let's go shoot them. Let's go kill them. Okay, we can do that. But is that really the ultimate? Because that's what some of you are thinking. But I want you to understand, who did Jesus die for? Everybody. Are they part of everybody? Yes, they are. The second part of the message is that Jesus ends our war with God. He takes the war that we're at, and he says, enough is enough, because this war is between us and God, because all of us want to be I want to be me. I want to do what I want to do. I want to feel good. I want to feel nice. I want to feel love. I want to feel kindness. I want to feel excitement. And so God is always putting that thumb down on me and doesn't want me to feel any of those things. So we're at a little bit of a standstill. In fact, we're at a war with God. God wants us to be his friends. And he not only wants us to be his friends, he wants us to be friendly with those that hate him, that oppose him. You say, well, that's really tough, Jeff. It is, it is. The third thing that 2 Corinthians teaches us is this, is that all of us, the war crimes that we've committed, all the crimes that we've committed have been forgiven. He just wiped them out. That's called salvation, salvation. How does God do this? He does it through Jesus. He does it out of his love. God was in Christ, he says, making peace between what? The world and him. God, he sent his son to make peace. What did the world do? They killed him. May come after you too. May come after you too. You ever bought a car? You ever go into a car dealer? It's not a good thing. You go into the car dealer, and at some point, you know the game. You get to this car dealership, and you find the car that you want, and the salesman there, and they ask you to, hey, come on in. Let's get a price that we can negotiate on here. They take you inside, sit you down in this nice air condition. You want something to eat, drink. You know, we got a buffet. Whatever you want, we'll get you in here. They get you in the door. They show you. Here's what the deal is. The sticker's right on the sticker there. You know what it is. You know what it costs. How much? And then you go, no, I don't really want to give that price. But I'm going to really cut the price for you, he says. You know, I'm going to cut the deal. So let me take this back to what? The manager. So he goes back to the manager. You sit there for a long dang time Where's he doing? I mean, don't they sell these cars every day? Don't they know what the price is? Why can't they just say, here's what the price is? They can't. So they go back to that inner sanctum, and they're there, and you wait, and you wait, and they come out, and they say, I'm sorry. Manager said, can't do it. Too much. Here's what you're going to have to pay. Well, honey, we really wanted that car. That was a beautiful car. I want that. And a lot of the times we go, yeah. But what I do when I get to that point, I'm like, really? Do I have to? If I have to talk to you, bring me to the big guy. I want the big guy. I want the guy here right now in front of me, and I want to know what the big guy thinks. I want to talk to somebody that has the responsibility to say, I'm going to cut a deal with you. That's what it means to be an ambassador. You don't have to go to anybody. You don't have to go to anybody to be an ambassador. You don't have to go to anybody. You just have to know who Jesus is and say, I am. I know the big guy. The big guy is in me and I follow him. Will you follow me? There's no intermediary. There's no car salesman in the middle. You are the ambassador for Jesus. And here's the offer that you have. I think I put it on our thing. If I didn't, it's okay. Here's the offer that you give to everybody that you meet. All the sins of your past can be forgiven. You get a purpose for living. You get a home in heaven. And God's promise to take care of you on this earth. Doesn't mean you're going to have a problem-free life. It means he's going to take care of you until he takes you home to heaven. And if you put your trust and your faith in Jesus Christ, you get the deal. There it is. Point blank. Jesus stepped in your place. You deserved hell. He ain't getting it. That's it. You are the ambassador. It ain't rocket science. But we treat it like it is. What would I say to somebody if I need to talk to them about Jesus right there? What would I say? Well, there's what you say. You get a hope. You get a promise. You don't have to worry about what you did yesterday. It's all gone. See, that's what an ambassador does. There is peace. There's peace. So I got to set an example. I got to share a message. And lastly, I got to show Jesus' love. And this is the hardest part about being us. This is the hardest part. To show. You know, you go to Missouri and we say it's the what? The show me state. The idea that you're a Christian is the show me world. You show who Jesus is by your countenance on your face. Most of us, it looks like this all the time. We're all mad about something. You show it by the way that you treat people. Let's talk about that. Let's break this down just a little bit. If I'm going to show his love, everybody that I meet, my job then starts to kick in because I am now this representative for Jesus. And everybody I come to, everybody I touch, even for a second, my job is to show them who Jesus is. This doesn't mean I have to blurt out everything I just said, but it means I show them who Jesus is in me. So how do I do that? First of all, I think I show my love by using my life to meet other people's needs. And most of us get caught up in this the other way. We think that life is about meeting my needs because our washer breaks down and the car needs a muffler and a new overhaul and the kids need braces. And it becomes about meeting our needs, meeting my needs. And we forget about the job of being an ambassador, that we meet other people's needs. If you're going to be an ambassador, some of the time you've got to get out of the embassy and you got to go out to where the people are. Doesn't that make sense? And if you're a Christian, it can't be spending time just in these four walls. It has to be everywhere you are. You use your life to meet the basic needs of other people in practical ways. People notice stuff like that. They notice when they're hurting and you come alongside and you help them. They notice that. They may not see it as Jesus, but they will notice it. And sometime they may give you an in to come and be a part of their life. You've got to get out of the embassy and get into the interior of the culture that you're living in. We all go to the culture we live in, but do you show who Jesus is by meeting needs to the culture while you're there? So I show love by meeting needs, and I show love by giving respect to everyone. This is a toughie today. I show respect to everybody. As an ambassador of Jesus Christ, you are not allowed to be disrespectful to anybody. Listen to me. You are not allowed to be disrespectful to anybody. Why? Because God values every person, no matter how big of a jerk they are. 1 Peter 2 says this in verse 17. 1 Peter 2:17, treat everyone you like with dignity. No, it doesn't say that. It says treat everyone with dignity, not everyone you like. See, it's easy to treat somebody you like with dignity. It is very hard to treat somebody you don't like with dignity. We show love. We show kindness. That's a tough one right now. That's a tough one. Our country is just banging at each other. Everything they say is wrong. This side, that side, this side. You know, the Dolly thing this week, I'm not going to go one way or the other on this. I'm just telling you, it just blows my mind. I love Dolly. I liked a lot of stuff. But I don't know. I don't know if she loved Jesus. I don't know. I don't know. You don't know either. You can say you do, and all these people, yeah, she said this. I don't know. She seemed to be an ambassador, but between her and God, that's between her and God. None of us can really comment on that. Where is she? I saw sights. She's in heaven. She's in hell. She's in heaven. She's in hell. She's in heaven. Give me a break. We're to respect everyone, no matter who they are, what they are, and what they've done. Let's let God sort out the other thing. Let's let God sort out that other fact. In fact, the Bible says this. It says, be ready at all times to answer everyone who asks you to explain the hope you have in you. But do it with gentleness and do it with respect. You and I are called to be gentle with everybody and to respect everybody. It doesn't matter what they say to me. It doesn't matter if they lie about me. It doesn't matter if they accuse me. Why? Because I am a representative. I am an ambassador for Jesus. Jesus said what? They hit you on this side, what? Give them the other side. Jesus said you overcome evil with what? Good. The Bible says you bless those who persecute you. We're not even getting persecuted yet. Not even a little bit. And why do we do that? Because you are an ambassador of Jesus. Yes, your feelings get hurt. Yes, you get hurt when somebody bashes you or bashes your faith or bashes your kids. You get hurt, and that's rightfully so. You take that to Jesus. You don't take that to the airwaves. You don't take that out on other people. Here's another way I show love, besides meeting needs and showing respect. This is the last one, and I think this is a good one because I think this is where we've got to get better at. I must show love by building bridges. Because that's what an ambassador does. An ambassador literally builds bridges to the people that are hardest to reach. Ambassadors build these bridges, not walls. And a lot of Christians right now, and I'm not doing this political thing, okay, so don't read into this. We're building walls. I'm not talking about the border. I'm not talking about any of that. We build walls, and we put people in these boxes, and we put these walls up. And we put these walls up. What we're doing is we're not allowing them to see who God is in us. You say, well, they're so strange, and they're so off, and they're so weird. I understand. But Jesus was willing to die so that you could do that. Are you willing to do that? To find common ground with somebody? It's easy to do that on social media, just to shoot out these little... Anybody can do that. But sitting across from somebody, you gain so much more respect. Why do we do that? Why do we give respect? Why do we build bridges? Because he said, if you let me tell you about Christ, there's a possibility that they could come to know who Christ is. I'm an ambassador. That's why I'm willing to take a little bit of a beating with people that are going to beat up on me. I must receive when I see that what happens is when I build a bridge, those people have a way to walk back towards Jesus. Do you see that? By the way, did you know when you're building a bridge, you get walked on a lot? You get walked on. I look back over my life and I've tried to build bridges to people. And people, man, they walk on you. They just do. They don't mean to, but they do. And you have to be willing to say, I'm okay with taking that a little bit. That's what bridges are for. And Christians can't have thin skin. They can't have this skin that gets taken out by somebody hurting our feelings. We have to be very, very careful here. See, my goal as being an ambassador to Jesus is that we build this bridge of respect and dignity so that people can walk back across to Jesus Christ. That's the goal. That's why we try to find common ground. But if you can't even get in the same spot as that person to try to find common ground, how is it ever going to happen? And some of you have closed yourself off because of your beliefs online that people aren't going to approach you because they already know or they think they know where you're at. And that may not be true, but it may be true. You may have come off as hateful. You may have come off as a bigot. You may have, and you go, well, I'm not, and you may not be. But our job as an ambassador is to build bridges to other people. Because when you build walls, all you do is wall yourself off from everybody around you. So my goal as an ambassador is to build bridges for people to walk back towards Jesus. Colossians 3 says this, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. That's your job as an ambassador, to work at it with all your heart. Whatever you do, all your heart. I don't care what you do. The Bible says, whatever you do, let that be enthusiastic, coming out the walls of that. I don't care if you work at Taco Bell, Dairy Queen, or Dennis Tacos. I don't care where you work. You have to be enthusiastic. You have to say, I'm here not representing my boss who doesn't give a flip about me. I represent Jesus Christ. You do your best in the factory. You do your best at your job. Not because your boss notices that what's going on with you and all the stuff that you do. You do it because you're an ambassador for Christ. Because you represent Jesus. You do it with all your heart, as though working for the Lord, not for people. That's where we get it twisted. We get so twisted at work. You don't know my boss. You don't know the people I work with. Jesus does. Jesus knows the people you work with, and he knows they're not heads. But he's determining, he's planning on you being the person that builds a bridge so they can walk back across it slowly sometimes. Sometimes a lifetime. Why? Because we represent Jesus. And the Bible says, if you do that, he has rewards, not just here on this earth, but rewards in heaven. Listen, you don't have to like your boss, but you have to treat them with respect and dignity. The Bible says, regardless of who your boss is, you're to do your work as is working for Jesus. He says, when you do it, you produce great rewards in your life. This world and all that it contains is going to pass away, church. We cannot be completely happy here on this earth, and we are trying, some of us, to find that happiness. We want to be happy. We are tired, sick of being depressed. We are tired of being let down. We are tired of all these things, but our goal is not to be happy on this earth, because this is not our final space. We are aliens occupying a culture just for a short time. You will be in heaven in a perfect place. Understand this, you're never going to be happy here, the happy you think you should be. I was looking at my life this last couple weeks, because I'm getting older, and I noticed that, and I was going, man, I've had a really good life. But even that, I know that there's a lot of things I failed at. I failed in so many areas. And I wasn't happy about it, and I started thinking about it, and I go, oh, yeah, I came on this. And then I thought about this. You know, a fish would never be happy living on land. You know that? An eagle would not feel satisfied if it could never fly. You were not meant to live on this place forever, to have ultimate happiness, to get it from a spouse, to get it from raising kids, to get it from a job, to get it from vacation, to get it from booze, to get it from whatever it is you get it from. You were not meant to get it from there, because God wanted you to leave you a little bit, because he wants you to know this ain't it. That's it. That's it. That's what you're working for. And you want to bring other people around with you. And if you're not doing that, you're not doing what he asked you to do. How can you look at this and say, I'm a follower of Christ, and not follow? Well, Jeff, I'm trying. Okay. I want you to listen, church, and we're about done. You're not going to be in heaven for 2 seconds before you're going to cry out this. Why did I place an importance on so many other things than Jesus? You're going to go, doggone it. Why did I, taking care of this stupid house, taking care of this stupid property, taking care of my car, my collection, why did I spend so much time doing that and not on people? What was I thinking? Why did I waste so much time and energy? I know there's not going to be much lament in heaven, but I'm telling you, if you got 2 seconds right when you get there, you're going to go, dang it, I could have had a V8, you know, right? I wanted to see if some of you are awake. At death, you won't leave home. You go home. I don't know where Dolly is, but I know where I'm going. Do you? Do you? Let's pray as the man comes. Jesus, we love you. And this job of being an ambassador, we get it so wrong. Would you help us to start understanding what you want us to show? It's not about knowing it. It's not about quoting it. It's not about singing it. It's about showing it. God, let us show who you are. We miss the mark so much because we know that we're flawed people, and we know that we get so many things wrong. But God, let us keep being the men and women and teenagers that look to you and say, God, I'm going to follow you. And I'm going to ask other people to follow me as I follow you. God, help us to pray for a rabbi here on this earth. Somebody that's just in front of us a little bit, that we can say, would you be my rabbi? And then God, bring somebody into our life that we can say, I need to be a rabbi to that person. We don't have to know everything, God. We just have to know a little bit more. Just a couple days more. So God, help us to be the men and the women and the teenagers you want us to be. Forgive us that we've not shown who you are. Help us to love. Help us to build bridges. Help us to be the people that bring these folks that are at war to you. We love you. just do a work in us these next minutes as we come together and we sing. In Jesus' name we pray.